Park City Planning Director Thomas Eddington says the general plan has evolved from the 2009 community visioning process, in which community members identified the four core values around which the new general plan is now formed. Those are historic character, small town, natural setting, and sense of community. Now, as staff and city council gets down to the wire on approving the new general plan, Eddington says it's time for more public input. He says this plan, unlike the past one, contains separate components for the various neighborhoods around Park City.
You know, we've gathered data, we've done analysis, conducted research, and I think over the course of those 3 years, I think that there has been a significant amount of engagement. And it's actually been nice because it's been somewhat neighborhood-based, so people could really get in and discuss their issues. And in fact, the general plan has a neighborhood component to it, which the old one didn't. So it helps kind of bring down the scale of the geography. You can kind of focus on your area as well as the larger area. And I think that people have been engaged in that, and it's been actually pretty good. So I think as we kind of wind down, we're going to have a number of public hearings with the city council. We've got one more with the planning commission. We're recommending a couple of open houses so that people can just come in and review the document.
Park City City Manager Diane Foster says while there's been plenty of public engagement over the last several years throughout the revamp of the general plan, as it comes down to the wire, the public naturally does get more engaged. She says citizens are showing concern about the land management code and how it relates to the general plan, as well as the CCNRs for each neighborhood. Foster says the city over the next couple of weeks will hold many public input sessions, beginning with one on Tuesday, December 3rd at 4 p.m.
Staff and council very much appreciate public input. So some of the things that we're doing, city council has asked us to add a special meeting this coming Tuesday. That's December 3rd at 4 p.m. And it'll probably run realistically 4 to 7. But, you know, city council is willing to stay till 10 o'clock if that's what it takes to have some more discussion on three sections of the general plan. I believe those are sense of community, historic character, and natural setting.
Then council will address specific neighborhoods on Thursday, December 5th.
We expect there to be a lot more input on that section. As staff, we've done our best to make space in that meeting to allow for lots of public input. I believe Thomas and Phyllis Robinson are working now on an open house that may be, I think we're tentatively scheduled for December 9th. In addition, staff is scheduling open house hours in the planning department so people can come in and ask questions. And you know, one of the things I asked Thomas the other day, I said, Thomas, you've worked on over 20 general plans in your career. You know, we haven't had, you know, we've had public input all along the way, and we have actually gotten wonderful substantive feedback and very much appreciate that. But is it normal for everybody at the end to say, stop, we don't have enough time, we've had 2 years, but that's not long enough? And he said it's absolutely normal.
Foster highlights the remainder of the public input sessions.
On the 9th, an open house, and then we'll be publishing on the website open house hours that are available. It'll also be, we'll be talking about it on Twitter, Facebook, on the city's website. We'll be sending out an email to anybody who has attended a public hearing on this and provided their email. And frankly, if anyone has any ideas for any other public input opportunities, we'd be happy to entertain those. Council will also be, Planning Commission will consider this on December 11th, and they'll take public input as well. Then on the 12th, City Council will see it again, and then on the 19th.
That's Park City City Manager Diane Foster. You can go online to parkcity.org to find the comprehensive schedule of public input and informational sessions regarding the general plan. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.